Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, and with us today, registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens. Good to be back on the air with you, Amber.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Kind of had Carrie filling in for me. I appreciate her work on the show the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
I couldn't talk, so
no. You
know, not that I was afraid to. But,
you just needed a break from nutrition for a little while.
Could not talk, yes. So, which isn't a good thing in my line of work.
No, it's not.
But I'm back at it again.
So, I'm happy to be doing this with you again today.
I'm happy I'm back at it again.
Yes.
Well, let's talk nutrition for the holidays today.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it. What do you have in mind?
Well, we're rolling into that season again, right? We're rolling into that time when families are gathering. There's work holiday parties. There's all sorts of things going on surrounding Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of those kinds of things. So I think it's always nice to have a little bit of a chat as we roll into that season, just about staying nourished as we go through it, because there are so many great things about this season and food. And I was fortunate today to get to do a presentation with some of my coworkers on spirituality and nutrition. And there's no time of the year that that pulls in more deeply than during the holiday season. And when we think about that connection of spirituality and nutrition, one of the biggest things that connects those two is mindful eating. So if we think historically, prayer before meals has been an opportunity to just take a moment, be grateful for the things that are in front of us, and then eat in a communal way. And whether people are religious and are saying a prayer before their meals or just taking a moment to take a deep breath and have gratitude for the things that are in front of them, it's such a great way to start your meals. So I guess I would say as we start this holiday season, one important thing you can do, whether you're eating alone or at a party, is just taking that moment of gratitude. That's one of the big things November is about, right? Is
Thanksgiving.
That's right. Being thankful for all of the incredible things we have around us. And one of those things is absolutely food. So when you take that moment of gratefulness, just appreciating, you know, if it's something you grew yourself, something you raised yourself in the case of animals, you know, even giving self-gratitude and acknowledging and recognizing all of the hard work that you put into getting that food onto your plate. But if it's something you purchased, a moment of gratitude for all of the people and all of the hands and all of the hard work that went into getting that from wherever it was grown and raised to your home. So mindfulness, that moment before meals, that deep breath, that moment of gratitude, not only connects that spirit and body element, but it also changes how we digest our food. It helps calm our body down a little bit. It can help us slow down with eating. And that is a big thing over the holidays. Eat slowly.
Don't snarf it down.
Give your body a chance to recognize that it's full. That's kind of an important piece of this, especially this month as we roll into those Thanksgiving meals. You don't have to eat less food necessarily, but think about what is on your plate. You know, get good proteins, get good whole food options, get lots of color. There's tons of opportunity to be nourished through these holidays. Just try not to have half of that plate as desserts, or like maybe an entire second plate as desserts. Have those sweets, have the things you enjoy. Lefse is very much a tradition in our home. And we've talked before about memories and nutrition. Every time I eat lefse, all of those memories of childhood at both grandparents' houses come flooding back in.
Yeah, and you and your mother used to make lefse together on the grill.
Absolutely, yes. And it's just a spiritual thing in that sense, too. So take a moment to enjoy things, taste them, experience the flavors of food. Take a moment of mindfulness. And then it's also really important for us to realize the benefit of that connection with others. So if you are having work parties, if you're having community gatherings, if you're having family gatherings, there is something incredibly therapeutic from a mental and physical health standpoint of eating together. And I think we did an entire taco on the impact on our health when we eat in isolation and the kind of trend toward eating alone that we see in the United States, but also throughout other developed nations. It's really, really important for us to eat together and connect with others around meals whenever we can. So if you're somebody who likes to bake, you can even find that connection in putting things together and baking for others, sharing those things that you've created. That's a great way to go about it. Sleep. Sleep is
What is that?
Yeah, I know. I've had a child with a cough. We talked about immune function a couple weeks ago. Sleep is so important to your physical and mental health, and it's important to how we digest our food. It's also impactful in how much energy we have to prepare food. There's just so many things about sleep that are critical. So through the holidays, whether you're focusing on just keeping your body nourished or weight management, as some people worry about as we roll into this season, getting enough sleep can help you manage any stress that comes with the holidays. It can help you manage all of these different factors that maybe make health, physical and mental, a little bit more difficult. And we don't have a whole lot of snow out there yet. We don't have any ice on the ground. So the other thing for people to kind of consider as we're doing all of our holiday fun is being active. So Kyle, my husband, his family has a fun tradition of playing a football game. So they do a competitive football game with their at the end of their holiday meal often. You don't have to do that if that's not your family's thing, but go for a walk. A lot of people do, and it's fun. Get out there, play football, just right. Go for a walk. Just be outside in nature. Look at the leaves that are still on the ground. They're maybe a little not as pretty as
they. A lot of leaves out there to look at.
There are a lot of leaves out there to work with or to look at. Make a project out of things. Just be out in nature. Experience fresh air. Move your body a little bit, and you're going to be in great shape. So there's so many things that are coming in over the course of the next few months. I know the cold weather is also coming in, which a lot of people are not
don't like
looking
that too much.
Forward to no, as much.
No.
But that increased socialization, the increased focus on gratitude and gratefulness, the increased communal eating, that connection of spirit and body, all of those things as we roll into this next season are just so beautiful and so wonderful. And it's my favorite food time of year.
And you can make a lot of memories over the holidays over food.
So many memories. And just focus a few of those memories around food that's nourishing your body.
I've got a lot of memories about meat and cheese trays during the holidays.
So. Okay, so food safety is another one. We did that last
we'll
year,
that,
I think.
Touch on that another time.
Yeah, right? Make sure you're putting your stuff in the refrigerator.
Right. Don't leave your meat and cheese tray out too long.
No.
The results are not good.
It's not pleasant. Yep. And maybe don't take it in and out and in and out and in and out.
Yeah, just if you want to know more about that, you can call me.
That's right. Yeah. Call here to the radio station.
Because we don't want to put the gory details on the radio.
Ask about the meat and cheese tray situation.
That's
of,
right. Or ask Paul Ramo or Terry Overlander or me.
Yes. Food safety, also a big thing. We'll do that another week.
Sounds good. All right, Amber. Well, appreciate the info. Why don't you tell us how we can get a hold of you if you want to talk more nutrition.
Absolutely. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can always call here to the radio station. You guys know where to find me.
How are you doing with the Halloween candy this year?
You know,
you have some leftover?
We do. It's hidden. The kids have kind of forgotten about it because we had a fun weekend.
You made the front page of the Western Guard.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I haven't seen the paper yet. We did a fun Halloween costume again. But the Switch Witch came to our house, so she took most of the candy away. And
what does she leave in return?
She leaves a small toy in return. And this year she left a book, too.
Oh, that was nice.
So, yes. Okay. Harrison found a wrapper lying around, and he thinks that the Switch Witch ate it on her way out the door. So we'll just go with that.
All right. So in the meantime, you've the witch has to figure out what to do with the candy.
Yes, it is hidden. Yep. It is just hidden in our house. And so if anybody needs any Halloween candy, reach out to me.
Give me a call.
And we can hook you up.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the info, Amber. You have a great week. And we'll talk again next week on Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Amber Boyens of the Immune Nutrition, IMU Nutrition, right here in Madison, Minnesota. Another edition of Taco Tuesday on Q92.